Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Reddit's IPO filing is missing something. Co-founder Alexis Ohanian. Only one of Reddit's two co-founders is named in a new filing that puts the company weeks away from going public. Ohanian and Steve Huffman, now CEO, fell out in 2020. By Paresh Dave. Reddit co-founders Steve Huffman and Alexis Ohanian spent about 8 straight years living together, initially as college roommates, playing World of Warcraft late into the night, and later working together on the foundations of the discussion forums service now frequented by nearly 270 million people. But that history was missing from Reddit's sales pitch to investors published Thursday announcing its plans to go public on the New York Stock Exchange. Reddit's filing with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission didn't mention Ohanian at all. Huffman, who has been Reddit's CEO since 2015, and Ohanian, who after stepping back from helping run the business had sat on its board for years, split in 2020 over how to handle some of the hateful content on Reddit. They've spoken little since. The lack of nod to Ohanian in the new document could reflect both that schism and Huffman's attempt to cast a company that's been around for 19 years in a new light. Disputes among startup co-founders are common, and not every investor pitch recounts the minutiae of a company's history. But the gregarious Ohanian had been the public face of Reddit during its formative years, and to early users was a kind of spiritual leader who shaped the community's culture while Huffman worked on the code. Some users still closely associate Reddit with Ohanian and long for his involvement. But Huffman has held the reins in more recent history and has led work on developing potential paths to consistent profits that he and Ohanian could never envision in the early days. The new sales pitch filed with the SEC, known as a Form S-1, allows Reddit to debut on the stock market with the ticker symbol RDDT as soon as next month. Reddit and Ohanian didn't immediately respond to requests for comment. In a post on X Thursday, Ohanian, who now runs capital venture firm 776, wrote, "Pretty wild seeing $RDDT going public after all these years. Founders, keep going." In the S-1, Huffman offers a brief look at Reddit's beginnings without naming his co-founder. "I think of August 13th, 2005 as the day Reddit really comes to life," Huffman says. "We had been online for a couple of months, but until then there had never been enough posts from users on any day to fill the front page. That morning, to my surprise, I opened Reddit to discover the homepage was overflowing with posts from real users for the first time." The filing also lists the number of Reddit shares owned by executives or people who individually own more than a 5% stake in the company. Ohanian isn't listed because he and Huffman sold Reddit to Condé Nast, Wired's parent company, for about $10 million in 2006, a little over a year after founding it, relinquishing their ownership. They both left the company altogether in 2009. Since returning to become CEO, Huffman has accumulated shares totaling 3.3% of Reddit, according to the S-1. Ohanian said in a separate X post on Thursday, he said he still has some shares from when he was executive chair of Reddit about a decade ago. Advance, the owner of Condé, owns 30% of Reddit with other investors, board members, and employees holding the rest. Among them, OpenAI CEO Sam Altman, an early user and investor in Reddit, has 8.7% of the company, according to Thursday's filings. Some of Reddit's power users in the U.S. could join the ranks of owners as it plans to sell them shares ahead of the market debut, similar to how housing rental service Airbnb set aside shares for some of its dedicated hosts during its IPO in 2020. Years after the pair sold Reddit, Ohanian helped draw Huffman back to the company and take over as CEO in 2015. Huffman was a groomsman at Ohanian's wedding to tennis champion Serena Williams in 2017. But as the pandemic and Black Lives Matter protests swelled in 2020, Ohanian's concerns about violent communities on Reddit, such as r/watchpeopledie, grew. After Huffman declined to ban them, Ohanian quit Reddit's board that year with just hours of warning and asked that his replacement be someone who is Black. The company granted that request, appointing in his place Michael Seibel, managing director of startup incubator Y Combinator and longtime friend of the co-founders. But inside Reddit, Huffman blamed Ohanian for leaking board deliberations about the since-banned hateful subreddits and warned staff who remained friends with Ohanian to be mindful of what they discussed with him, according to several former Reddit employees. Ohanian told Wired in a recent interview that he hasn't thought much about his co-founders since leaving the board. Huffman quickly had to move on himself to focus on courting advertisers and new users. According to the S1, Reddit generated $804 million in sales last year, up nearly 21% from 2022. It narrowed losses by 43% to about $91 million. Over 98% of Reddit's revenue last year came from selling ads displayed among posts and comments across its over 100,000 subreddits on topics such as sports and politics. But Huffman, in Thursday's SEC filing, described other revenue opportunities, taking a cut of transactions between users in Reddit's communities such as r/Photoshop request, and licensing the content of users' posts to investors wanting to study the latest consumer trends or tech companies eager to train AI chatbots with real human conversation. Those other sources of revenue grew at only 8% last year, though momentum may be picking up ahead of the IPO. Reddit on Thursday also announced a deal to license data to Google to enable the search giant to improve its products and services. In return, according to the announcement, Google will make it easier for people to find, discover, and engage in content from Reddit. Reddit could still scuttle plans to go public, and it hasn't publicly set a date for its stock market debut. A new listing is often marked by company founders and executives ringing the bell to signal the market's open or close. Whenever it happens, don't expect to see both Reddit co-founders there. Thanks for listening to Wired. My name is Zeke Robison, and for more stories like this one, visit us at wired.com.
Spoken Layer.